This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. The Iowa legislature adjourned their 2017 session on Saturday. They pulled an all-nighter Friday, and with me this morning, one last Monday morning to talk Capitol News, is our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell. Joyce, good morning.
Good morning.
So what was holding things up on Friday night?
Two things, medical marijuana and water quality.
Okay.
As you know, Iowa's medical marijuana law is very limited. You can possess marijuana for treatment of epilepsy, but you have to go elsewhere to buy it. This bill expands that significantly. It will allow marijuana to be grown, manufactured, and sold here. Also, more conditions will be covered, not just epilepsy. But the hang-up is that it will only be what's called low THC. That's the psychoactive ingredient in cannabis. Now, critics say with low THC, it's not going to be effective for anything but epilepsy. But it was as far as House Republicans were willing to go, negotiations all day long and into the night. And in the end, it passed. The Senate went along. And now it goes to the governor.
Okay. You brought up water quality, too. There's been talk about this, even at the outset of the session, that something would get done for cleaning up Iowa waterways, for more funding. Ultimately, it did not. What happened here?
Well, this was the one disappointment for the governor, who pretty much got everything else he wanted from the legislature this year. His plan would have spent hundreds of millions of dollars over the next decade or more, all to remove nitrogen and phosphorus from Iowa waters. Now, in the beginning of the session, it looked like the Senate was just not interested in doing anything at all. One of the key senators was downplaying it, said the sky is not falling when it comes to water quality. In the end, they passed the governor's bill, but it was in the very last week. In fact, it was the day after they were supposed to adjourn. And then by that time, there just wasn't time to reconcile it with the House. The House's plan wasn't that much different, but one key difference was that they wanted coordination of grants that would go out to farmers to improve practices on the farm instead of here a grant, there a grant. They wanted some coordination, some more accountability there. The Farm Bureau was opposed to that. They favored the Senate bill. They were still trying on the last day to come up with a compromise, and it just failed. This is the second year that a plan for long-term water quality failed to make it through.
All right. So we've seen now a legislative session with the so-called trifecta of Republicans controlling both the House and the Senate and the governor's office. What did this look like?
Well, a remarkable list of conservative initiatives. One of the political scientists that we talked to last week said that there didn't seem to be a break on what Republicans were setting out to do.
Right.
Very pro-business, limiting lawsuits for injured workers, holding the line on minimum wage. You know, the flip side of that, very tough year for labor. Collective bargaining scaled way back, the injured workers issue. And then beyond that, gun rights, abortion, voter ID, all on the GOP wish list, really across the country, and all of that got approved.
And the wish list is long. What's still on the GOP to-do list? They've got another session with this makeup for sure.
Okay, definitely education spending accounts. This is a really high-dollar plan to divert state dollars that now go to public schools, to divert that to private schools and homeschools. Very expensive. And it was clear that if they'd had the money, they would have done that this year. They brought school kids up to the Capitol and had them shouting school choice now. So they're very motivated. We're going to see that next year. Also, cutting income taxes. The Senate Ways and Means Chair has a plan to cut $500 million over the next 5 years. Also too expensive for this year. And probably an attempt to do more abortion restrictions. The ban on abortions after 20 weeks didn't go nearly far enough for a lot of conservative Republicans.
And we are still assuming that Governor Branstad is going to be confirmed as the next U.S. ambassador to China. There's been a lot of talk about the budget approved for the Kim Reynolds transition, the lieutenant governor. But this didn't exactly sail through. Walk us through this.
Well, it was $150,000 in a budget bill. And you can't stress enough just what a difficult budget it was this year. I mean, so many cuts. And so $150,000 for Kim Reynolds to move from one office to another just sounded like a lot. Democrats tried to make a big deal about that. And then in the end, Republicans tried to make it an equal pay for equal work issue, that they're treating Reynolds unfairly because she's a woman. Here's Representative Pat Grassley.
Now we have the first female lieutenant governor who will be becoming governor in the state of Iowa, and it looks like the minority party does not feel she should be afforded the same right that other transitions have been under male governors.
Now to clarify, Tom Vilsack got $25,000 for his transition. Chet Culver got $170,000.
Okay, Joyce, and quickly, what laws are going to affect right away?
Texting while driving, better be careful about that. You can get cited. And also, if the governor signs the bill, you can buy fireworks in time for the 4th of July.
All right, Joyce, thanks for all your work in keeping us up to date this legislative session.
Okay, thank you.